Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Sicha Shvus and Laws of Oaths and the Sefer HaFla, which talks about our speech and what we create with that. And on this Perek, the Rambam continues now on to the next oath, that of Shvus HaPekadon. The oath regarding have a deposit of someone else's money and regarding a denial of that claim. Which in Halacha, the Rambam opens up regarding what type of a claim would take effect, this Halacha known as Shvus HaPekadon. So says Rambam, HaTaveh HaVeh B'mam, if someone claims by his friend a monetary claim, Shem Hoydeboy, that if the person would admit to the claim, Yichayv L'Shalom, he would be obligated to pay, which is in contrast to if someone's claiming what's called a knas, which even if it's a biblical, it's a penalty, but if he admits, he's actually exempt from paying, which Ram says in the next halacham, and the kaf of anishba. So the guy doesn't admit, he denies and he swears to the fact, or if let's say the claimant makes him take the shvu. He says, Mashbeach Ani. He says, like, the whole thing, I'm making you take an oath, etc., 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 the kafar, and he denies it. So now the claimant, the defendant, he's liable in the halachas of the oath of the deposit. Meaning, he has to be, now that we find him that he lied, he's got to be the principal, he's got to add on a fifth of a penalty, he's got to go ahead and give a karban ashram, as the Rambam said in Perek Avalacha. Test. Now, and this av bishle on the amin. And this even if he didn't answer amin, which generally to accept someone else making an oath on you, you have to say amin. But shebeshvus habekod, the reason is because regarding the oath of the deposits, echad anishba be'azmi, whether he took the oath on his own, vechad sheshbi achar b'kafar, whether someone else made the oath on him and he denied that claim of the oath. Av bishle on the amin, even though he didn't answer amin, because if you answer amin, it's always, amin is like saying it yourself. Even if you didn't answer, amen, chayv, you can be liable, because the denial after the claimant made the oath is kaniyah someone is the equivalent of like answering amen, which the Gemara learns up from Gzeir Shav of Techet HaTechet from Shavuos Eidus, that even if he's mushman pi acherim, he's going to be chayv. Now, halacha beis. But let's say tavoy b'mama, let's say the claim was of monies, shem yoydeloy b'yoyme, that if he would admit to it, he would say, yeah, kenna dava, it's exactly like you say. That actually, Yichav L'Sham, he wouldn't be obligated to pay. Why wouldn't that be, admitting to the obligation? Because, for example, if let's say he claims for him a knas, for example, he says, you stole my ox and you slaughtered or you sold it, which the Torah makes a knas, which because the damages is monetary payment. But to pay four or five times the amount, that is, even though it's biblical, it's a knas. My person does not pay for this biblical penalty on his own admission. It has to be through witnesses. So even if you admit, he wouldn't be liable. You need witnesses for that. But he didn't admit. But he denied the claim and he swore to that effect. In this situation, he's going to be exempt from the halachic liabilities of the Shavuos HaPekod. And the reason that is because there's no denial of monies. Because even if he admitted, it wouldn't be a liability. It's just a denial of words. However, but that's why actually he'd be liable in the oath of utterances because he's swearing falsely. So nothing to do with monetary claims. But he's going to be exempt. Halacha Gimel, also other exemptions are, let's say the claim was regarding real estate, regarding land, or regarding a slave, or regarding a document. And he denies and he swears to the effect, he says, I don't know what you told me, I don't have your land, I don't have your slave, I don't have your document. He's exempt from the liabilities of a Shavuos HaPekodon. But as we said, he would be obligated, obviously, for swearing falsely. Because he swore in a lie. Now, Halacha Dalet says around, why in this case is he exempt from the oath of the deposits? But in this case, if he would admit to having the guy's real estate or his document or his slave, he would be obligated. He would have to pay what he's denying, because this is not knas, this is a monetary a deposit that he has of the other person's. So here is Gzeiras HaKasdan Fishanim, because the pasuk says in Yikra, the pekadon regarding the deposit of a masyad, or that which is placed from his hand to the person's hand, meaning like a loan, or a gazel regarding robbery, or he's not paying his friend, or he found the guy's lost object. But be that as it may, it's monies that it really belongs by the claimant. But all these cases are hakol metavlin. Everything is movable items. Shim Yadim, that if the guy admits to, Yitzi Momin Mitachas Yadeh, that he could take the money out from his hand and give it to the real owner. That's the Yatzu Karkois. That excludes land, Shimitalan, which is not movable. You can't take it from hand to hand. And the reason Vahari and Lefne Balim Buchas Kasan, it's there in front of the owners and in their presumed status. So you can't remove it. So therefore, that's excluded from the Pasuk of the Shavuos HaPekodon. And the Yatzav Adam Shukshlik Akar, so it also excludes slaves, that the Pasuk compares to that of land, like it says that the slaves of Isnachatamasim of Nech Machrechim Lereshas, Achuza, it's like Achuza, like land. And the Yatzav Shars, it also excludes documents, Shengufa Mammon, where it's not, has, does not have intrinsic worth. Metatlin are things that are movable and have intrinsic worth. A document, it just represents, it's just proof for something, but it doesn't have, the piece of paper doesn't have any intrinsic worth. So that those three things are excluded from the Pasuk of Gzeis HaKasim of being liable for Shavuos HaBekam. Now, halacha, hey, the Rambam continues regarding this of the thrust of the oath, and also regarding the terminology of the oath. Echad, says the Rambam, whether it be hanishba achash tevoy bala mamon, whether it be the guy swearing after the owner of the money had made the claim from him, or even if he swore on his own, even without a claim. Either way, he's going to be chayv shavuos habegud. In case, what's the other case? Meaning we know about, as we said before, about the claimant making the claim. What's even without a claim? Where the defendant on his own said, why are you following after me? What, you think you have money by me? Without any provocation, he just on his own said, I swear you don't have any money by me. So if you're swearing falsely, he's liable for the oath of the deposit. Since he denied and he swore, even though the claimant didn't even make a claim. Now, halacha above, and echad nishba lebala mamon asma, and this is whether he made the oath to the owner of the money, to the claimant himself, or to his agent that came with his permission, and the reason is shluchei shalom kamaisa, because the agent of a person is like himself. And therefore, it qualifies for the halacha of v'chichesh b'amisa. Halacha zayin, now, v'ein achai b'shavuos habekadon, he's not liable for the shavuos habekadon, ad sheyesh bi'oy b'loshon shu makir, until he makes him take the oath in the terminology, in the wording that he recognizes. And that's learned out from Vishama Kol Ola, that you hear, you know what it is that is being asked of you and that you're denying. Now, Halacha Ches, however, there's an exception to a law in this category. Hanish b'shavuos habekadon b'meizib. Someone deliberately swears falsely regarding someone else's monies that he has by him. Afa b'shanish b'lashek, although he swore falsely, v'hishu b'yid m'shashavas, and the witnesses warned him at the time that he's taking the oath, which generally gets lashes, and like, he's not going to get lashes. All he does is bring his carbon ashram. And the reason is, because the Pasuk explicitly removes this category from the liabilities of lashes, the chibi ashram made him liable for a carbon ashram, whether if he did it not only by mistake, but even deliberately, like we explained already in Perek Aleph, where the Pasuk doesn't say vanelimim, to tell you that even if it was not vanelimim, even if it was deliberately, still going to be a liability of ashram. Now, Halacha Tes, Ram describes how a person could be liable many times over for this false oath. Kafra, let's say the person denied. Oh, what are you talking about? I don't have your monies. I don't know. I never found your watch. V'nishba arba v'chamesh pam, and he swears four or five times. Oy, or sheshbiya tevea arba v'chamesh pam. Or the claimant made him take the oath for, he like said, swear to me, and four or five times. V'ukleifa kalach v'chamesh, and he's denying each number one, which he said he doesn't have to answer. I mean, just the denial is like the oath. So, bein bebezin, whether this took place in the court of law, bein shalei bezin, whether it didn't take place in the Jewish court, he's going to be liable for carbon ashram for every single oath. And the reason for this is as follows. Because if he would have admitted after one of the times that he denied already, his admission would make him obligated to pay the guy's money. And that's alpha bisha kafa bebezin, that's even though he really denied in courts. What the Rambam's alluding to is, the admission in court is not going to exempt him subsequently when he ultimately admits, in contrast to Shavuos Eidus. Where if, let's say, someone swears to a claimant regarding that he doesn't have any testimony for him to testify for him, and he swears four or five times, he's only going to be liable one time. Because if after he denied in court that he knows testimony, if he would later admit, he wouldn't be able to testify, because that's called Kibin Shehigat Shav Eina Chayzamagad. You already said you don't have testimony, and that was already in the court of law. You can't then subsequently go ahead and now testify. So each subsequent denial has no significance. But here, it would have a significance, because after the second time that you denied, if you would finally admit, then you would be obligated, and you denied again. So if Nimtza comes out, Paita Atzmai, that he exempted himself, B'chol Kfir Kfir, with every denial, Minat Ashumin, from the payment, V'fikah Chai, V'chol Shavu Shavu, if you're liable, every single oath, because every single oath was a denial of monies. Halach Yud, let's say five people were claiming from this person, and they said to him, 10, Lanu, Pekad, Neshesh, Lanu, B'yadecha, give us our deposit that you have of ours. And he says, Shavu Shein Lecham B'yadi, I swear that I don't have of yours by me. So then, Inachayv L'Kamenach, it was only before one coming, because it was one oath that he took. But let's say he says, Shvu, I swear, she'en lecha b'yadi, loylach, loylach, loylach. He goes to each one of the five partners and says, I swear that you don't have it, you don't have it, you don't have it. But then chayv kalachas v'achas. That is a separate shvu for each and every one. So he's liable for each and every one of those shvus. Halachi, now, let's say, his friend tells him a whole list, a laundry list of things. Tell me, b'kadna, first of all, you have my deposit. Usa sumas yad, and you have the loan. And guzzle and what you stole, vaveda and the lost object, you have all those things of mine by you. And he says, I swear that you don't have by me. Only liable for one, because he made one oath, one blanket oath on all of them. And even if it only was a combination of a pruta from all them together, I read them in store from b'chayiv, they're going to all combine together and b'chayiv because they're all parts of that same shvuah. So even if you have a fifth and a fifth and a fifth and a fifth, turns out to be one pruta, which is the minimum of being chayiv for the shvua, they would combine. Now, in contrast, halachid beis, shvu shein lecha b'yadi, let's say he specifies the defendant, and he says, I swear that you don't have by me, I don't have of yours, because deposit, tumas yad alone, gazal rabbi, vaveda, and the lost object. Well, here chayiv kalach t'v'achas, he's going to be liable for each one independently, because he specified them, and then obviously they're not going to combine together, because they're each independent shvuas. Similarly, halacha yud gimel, ten lechitim as armu kus m'shesh l'biyadecha. Let's say he says, give me the wheat, the barley, the spelt, all those things that you have of mine. And he says, Shvu shein lecha b'yadi, I swear that I don't have anything of yours by me. And the chaybalach is only going to be liable for one shvu because it said one blanket shvu. But let's say he says, Shvu shein lecha b'yadi, chid m'sar m'kuzm, and he goes and he specifies, I swear that you don't have by me, not wheat, not barley, not spelled. Not here, or here too. Chayv kolach v'ach is going to be liable each one independently. Halacha yudal, hoy chamisha toib n'aysa b'amalei. Let's say five people claiming from him, and they told him, ten lonu, give us pekad and the deposit, gezel and the robbery, baved and the lost object, kusum is yard and the loan, sheshel and b'yadecha that we have by you. And he says to one of them, Shvu she'en lecha b'yadi, I swear that you don't have by me. This is the guy, the easiest guy to talk to. He talks to this one guy, he says, you don't have by me pekadin, begazel, aveda, sumas yad. And then he says, v'loylach, v'loylach, v'loylach. And again he goes to each and every one and says, and not you, not you, not you. There's a chayv called taina v'taina. So he's liable for each and every claim, because he specified them independently. And he's also going to be chayv for each one of those claims, v'cholach v'echad, each and every one, because he said, loylach, loylach, loylach. Nimtz Zachayv, Esam Ashram, comes out he's liable for 20 carbon ashrams because it was five claims. Four claims from five people. If 4 times 5 is 20, so he's liable for 20 carbon ashrams. Halacha Tezvav. So too, another time that you can be chayv many oaths is Tan Sha'avad HaPekad. Let's say he claimed that he lost the deposit and he was watching for free, which is called a Shemachin, which he's exempt if it got lost. Or let's say he denies. He says, "What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have your thing. You never gave it to me." V'nishman, he swears to that effect. Then he admits that it's not true. It wasn't lost, and I did have the deposit. So now he's liable for the principal, the additional fifth, and the carbon asher. Then mechazav a tanshav. Then again, he claims, "No, it's not true. It was lost." V'nishman, he swears to that effect. Mechazav a then again he goes and he admits. So mishalma karen l'rishon v'chay mishachet. So he has to pay for the original principal and a fifth. Al koshvu or shvu, and it's not going to be only for the first one. It's going to be an every single oath. Shnamek says in the pasuk about chemishisav and his fifths, which that's in the plural. It's say in the singular, is because the Torah ripsa chumoshen harba karenecha. The Torah included many penalties of a fifth on even one element of principle. Case of household, as we're saying. Oh yeah, karen arba. Let's say the principle was worth four zuz. But kafa v'nishba, and he denies whichever way we said. He says it was lost and I'm potter, or I never had such a deposit. And b'nishba, he swears to that effect. B'hoid and then he admits, so he's chayv. But then b'chazav tanshavet again. He goes again. The guy starts lying and he again denies the claim. He says, "Oh, it was lost." B'nishba b'chazav b'hoid, and then he swears to that effect, and then he admits, and then b'chazav tanshavet. Then again he goes and he again after that he claims that it was lost. B'nishba b'hoid, and he swears, and then he admits again. So in this case, he's gonna have to pay seven zuz because five, six, seven. Every time you got to pay another fifth. And b'chol kiyitz b'zeh, anything that's similar to this effect, that a person is going to have to pay many fifths for the denial of that original principle, which he's already chayev for, then he's denying again. So obviously the principle stays the same, but every time it adds on another fifth for the denial of the claim. Now, look at the Zayin, the Ram says that, however, pachas mi pruta in the moment, less than a pruta, which is the lowest denomination of the currency, is not considered in monies. If someone claims from his friend something that's less than a pruta, or less than the value of a pruta, the kav of nishma, and the guy denies and he swears to that effect, and he was really lying, he's going to be exempt from the liabilities of the shvus begun. But again, and that's because it's not a monetary that denial, because it's not considered monies, but v'chai b'shuva zbita, but of course, v'chai b'shuva of utterances, because ultimately, he swore falsely, doesn't make a difference if it's a monetary investment or not, and even though it's less than a pruta, he's still having a violation of a shuva zbita.